Let's take a closer look with Kevin Werbach, Associate Professor of Legal Studies and Business Ethics at Wharton. Professor, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, just weeks ago we had you on. That's when Comcast abandoned its bid to acquire Time Warner in the face of fierce scrutiny from the FCC and Justice Department. Now, is this proposal apt to be smoother sailing for St. Louis-based Charter?
Possibly. Comcast was already the number one company in both cable video subscribers and in broadband, and they were trying to buy the number two company in Time Warner Cable. Now you have, by most accounts, the number four company merging with the number two company. So that's going to produce a very large company, but not one that has the same kind of dominance as Comcast Time Warner Cable would have had. The other dimension is that Comcast had very significant programming assets, principally from their own channels as well as the NBC Universal assets that they acquired a few years ago. And there were particular concerns about Comcast using its heft in broadband to advantage its own programming interests, which wouldn't necessarily be the case with this deal with Charter.
So, among others, Netflix and YouTube are perhaps breathing a relative sigh of relief.
To some degree. I mean, this is another deal with the thesis that bigger is better, and that instead of finding new ways to compete with each other outside of their home territories, cable and broadband companies want to merge into a very small number of very large companies. And that's certainly a world that online content companies and online application companies should be somewhat worried about. But certainly from their standpoint, while I think there will be significant objections to this deal with Charter, it's certainly not a guaranteed approval with the regulators. It doesn't raise quite the same level of concern that there was with the Comcast deal.
But is bigger better for consumers, and how will this impact the marketplace?
We've never really seen any evidence that bigger is better for consumers among these already large telecommunications companies. For Time Warner Cable customers, as with the prospective Comcast deal, Charter has said that they would invest in upgrading the user interface, converting more of the system to digital, and so forth. So that would potentially be good for Time Warner customers. But as a general matter, none of the companies involved are even really saying that the primary reason to want to do this deal is to lower prices. They're saying that we're in a world where they need that kind of heft to compete against the other extremely large companies in the market.
When the Comcast deal fell through, its CEO said, "Today, we move on." Any indication how it intends to do so?
Well, Comcast isn't going away, and Comcast didn't need the Time Warner acquisition. It only offered to buy Time Warner after Time Warner had rejected Charter the first time. Comcast is still, by some measures, going to be the largest company in the industry. In many ways, the most successful company in the industry, the only one that has this combination of content and broadband assets in the same way that it does. And Comcast has always been a very sharp, well-managed, innovative company in terms of how it thinks about its business. So that's certainly not going to go away. And frankly, the challenge for Comcast the last couple of years has been that they were in, for them, a somewhat uncomfortable position of being viewed as this behemoth that had everyone terrified that they were going to dominate all these industries. And when you have them now as maybe the biggest company, but with some rivals like potentially a Charter Time Warner that are in the same league, that may actually free Comcast from some of the scrutiny that they've had to bear the last few years and actually might be a benefit for them.
Professor, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
Kevin Werbach is Associate Professor of Legal Studies and Business Ethics at Wharton.